The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends, no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging. And to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, unless Thou repelst him. By means of in the name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is his anger, and I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is his good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from thee, O patron of beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we are going to discuss about in this episode is Islam and mental health. Be with us. Things I used to do, and all the pain I put you through. Mama, now I'm here for you. For all the times I made you cry, the days I told you lies,
Now it's time for you to rise, for all the things you sacrificed.
Today, Monday, is the 5th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar-Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar-Hijri calendar, and the 31st of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Mubarakah, Ahzab 34.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wadhkurna ma yutla fi buyutikunna min ayatillahi wal hikmah. Inna allaha kana latifan khabira.
And remember what is recited in your houses of the verses of Allah and wisdom. Indeed, Allah is ever subtle and acquainted with all things.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Instead of a mean and worthless culture, you must follow the divine culture. The household of Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, must do righteous deeds prior to others. This fact mentioned in this verse has been stated as the last duty of the wives of the Prophet, and it is a warning unto all of them that they may utilize the best opportunity which has been given to them, that is, being informed of the facts of Islam, and that they might improve themselves under its light.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbi al-alamin, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi al-alamin, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim.
We have been discussed about Islam and mental health. From an Islamic theological perspective, psycho-spiritual health is directly related to a human being's ability to actualize their spiritual purpose. All human beings are created to treat a path that will ultimately ensure their salvation in the afterlife and their ability to acquire God's pleasure. Health is thus, from an Islamic theological perspective, indicated by an individual's successful ability to remain on this path of worship. Hence, any obstacles that obstruct their ability to tread their path is seen as detrimental to human functioning and worthy of attention. This includes psychological, physical, or emotional struggles that get in the way of our ability to worship Allah freely. More specifically, a historic perspective on psychological health must be multidimensional as it encompasses our overall health and well-being.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with another topic to discuss with each other about the role of faith and iman in improving the quality of life and mental health. Peace is the hope of every human being. Tranquility, or tuma'nina, means that a person has stability and peace in his intention and does not give himself an anxiety and worry. In the middle of the waves of worries and anxieties, the Holy Quran introduces hope in God and remembrance of Him as the best soothing and healing medicine for hearts. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. And God has considered it one of the properties of faith and one of His great blessings. Yeah, with his remembrance, actually, tranquility and peace comes to you. Man by nature seeks his own happiness. This is taken for granted, that man by nature seeks his own happiness. If we can count two basic components of happiness, peace or tranquility is the main component that appears in two forms, mental peace, peace of mind, and social security. We have ni'matan majhulatan, as-sihhat wal-aman. There are two blessings of God that are usually ignored by people. They do not usually think about them unless they find the importance and the necessity of them. As-sihhat wal-aman, that is health, which can also include mental and material and body health, and security, social security. In this way, a person is happy at the thought of attaining happiness and at the thought of an ominous future. A tremor falls on his body and he experiences severe anxiety. You see, just with having this in mind that our future is dark, so a sort of anxiety enters our existence.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Taking care of our spirituality is one step on the path of mental health. Spirituality is an important aspect of mental health. What we mean by spirituality here is not the mere fulfillment of our religious obligations, such as the five daily prayers. Rather, it is the constant seeking to be the best of one's ability of getting closer to Allah, making our best effort to take care of our relationship with our Creator can go a long way to making us feel better about ourselves and regaining some of the inner peace we have lost. Offer extra prayers, read the Quran or a translation in your native language, listen to the Quran, listen to or watch Islamic lectures, read the book on the life of the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt, or listen to the audiobook version. And here is the answer of an important question. How can one understand and navigate sadness and grief in Islam? The Quran reminds us not to allow ourselves to become or remain overly attached to this world and its distractions, and that the pursuit of virtue will lead to ultimate happiness in the hereafter. It is normal to experience sadness and grief even intensely, and just as Allah gave us life, He gave us emotions. These emotions can in fact be beneficial and a means of drawing nearer to Allah if dealt with appropriately. Muslim scholars have offered a number of practical approaches to addressing these emotions. One such strategy is the dua approach where we can healthily and constructively navigate such feelings.
Guidance from the ayat of the Quran that God has given to us is that we recognize the fact that there are effective strategies for preventing mental disorders. Just as if somebody has health issues, you will go to the health practitioners to find what are effective strategies to control blood pressure, to control your blood sugar level, for example, if you're a diabetes patient. There are effective treatments for mental disorders and ways to alleviate the suffering caused by them. And one of the biggest things is that we have to recognize the fact, alongside two, I'll just mention the first one and then move on, is access to healthcare and social services need to be present in our societies. And our community members, I'm talking about the Muslim community, need to be able to access those services to provide that treatment that they need. And also as a community to recognize that social support is also a key. Not to ostracize people from our community if they are having going through mental illness issues. We do not ostracize them or look down upon them. You know, unfortunately, there has been a time where even speakers who lecture on the pulpit will critique people and say, oh, you're stressed, you have anxiety, you have this and that, health issues, mental health illness issues. It's because you don't believe in God. You don't pray enough. You don't fast enough. You don't read enough dua. You don't read enough Quran. It's your fault. And unfortunately, placing the blame on the individual like that does not solve the situation. And so as a community, we need to socially support one another, especially when we're going through these this challenge in this era.
Thank you very much. And that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, take care. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is part of a moving supplication to the Almighty by Imam Hassan Askari, peace be upon him, the 11th infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. O you, the aware of hidden consciences, you are merciful to everything and aware of everything. Forgive those who repent and follow your path. Protect them from the torment of fire. Give them soon your victory that you have promised them, and you do not fail the promise.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the Qiyamah, or the Day of Resurrection. You know, the Qiyamah, or the Day of Resurrection, has been described in numerous ways, using different, it has different names in the Holy Quran and in Islam and religion, and these different names indicate different properties and distinctions of this day. One of the names of the Qiyamah is the Mahshar. The resurrection is called the Mahshar, the day of congregation of people. People will be congregated, will be gathered together to be judged. Right. In this hadith of Imam Ali, we are looking at one of those epithets, one of those names. Again, the mahshar, the congregation. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Listen, O negligent and fickle one, to someone who exhorts and expounds. The day of resurrection has been made a day of exposition. A day of exposition, a day of questioning, bestowal, and exemplary punishment. It is the day when men's deeds will be upturned and all sins will be computed." And all sins will be reckoned, all of them will be calculated. "When people's pupils will melt with grief," you know, they will, maybe an indication of the fact that on this day, out of grief, people will cry a lot. an expectant woman will deliver what they carry in their wombs. Meaning, that day is so grave that, you know, if some woman is pregnant, you know, she will miscarry her child. And in another hadith, we read the following, again from Imam Ali. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "And that is the day when Allah will gather all people from the first to the last, standing in subjugation in order to discuss the account of their deeds and the recompense for their actions. They will be bridled with their own sweat, while the earth trembles under them. Those amongst them in the best state will be those who manage to find a stable place for their feet to stand and an open space for them to breathe." And in the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said the following regarding the Day of Resurrection. He said, "Man will die in the state that he has lived and will be raised in the same state that he died," indicating the fact that the resurrection of man will be suitable and correspond to the way that he lived in this world. If he lived in a good way, he will be raised in a good state. Otherwise, he will be raised in a very bad and a very evil state, corresponding to the state in which he lived. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the Day of Congregation, the Day of Resurrection, the Day of the Mahshar, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We really welcome you all. Thank you so much for joining us today. And here are again some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Fawad Haider, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Sayyid Ali Nasir. I really welcome you all. Salaam alaikum, and how are you? Fine?
Fine, sir. Fine, how are you?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. I'm good. Fawad?
Fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Everything all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Ali Nasir? How about you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Alhamdulillah. Great.
Okay, that's great. That's great. So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, so before we start, let me tell you, today, inshallah, we'll be working on Ayah 48, okay? So, yes. Brothers, before we go to the explanation and tajweed rules, let's listen to the recitation of this surah altogether.
واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل
So, thank you so much. I will be reading now. And make sure you listen and repeat. All right, guys?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
We are on Ayah 48 of Surah Al-Baqarah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا.
واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا.
ولا يقبل منها شفاعة.
ولا يقبل منها شفاعة.
ولا يؤخذ منها عدل. ولا هم ينصرون.
ولا يؤخذ منها عدل. ولا هم ينصرون.
أحسنتم. Okay. In this ayah, Allah Almighty reminds us of something very much important. Okay. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا. Beware, aware of the day, okay, that لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. Nobody is gonna do something for somebody else, for the other one, okay? When no soul shall compensate for another. Oh, here we are brothers, okay? We help one another. But when it comes to the day of judgment, nobody helps each other. Everyone is busy with himself. Okay, you cannot call, brother, help me, please. There is no help. Do not ask for help. The help is only with Allah Almighty Himself. And Allah Almighty says, وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةٌ. Neither any intercession shall be accepted from Him or from it. Okay, do you know what does shafa'ah mean? I will simply say this. It's an important point here. Okay, shafa'ah. Look, someone tries his best. Okay, to achieve something. But he can't achieve it. So then somebody else comes and helps him. This help is called shafa'ah. But if someone doesn't try, doesn't make his efforts, so if someone else come in and help him, it's not called shafa'ah. Shafa'ah is when you do your best to achieve something, okay? But you can't achieve it, then another someone's help comes for you, okay, to help you. Like in the Day of Judgment, for example, in this world, okay, we have done our best to do our prayers on time, to be good Muslim, okay? But still, we couldn't be that Muslim or that mu'min that Allah Almighty wanted. So in the Day of Judgment, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our Ma'asumin Alayhi Wasallam, even Shuhada, okay, will come by the permission of Allah Almighty. They will help us there. This is called Shafa'ah. And this is not something that, which is kufr, God forbid, or shirk. Because they help us by the permission of Allah Almighty. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who is there, okay, who can do shafa'ah except by the permission of Allah Almighty? It's all by the permission of Allah Almighty. So, make sure, okay, in the Day of Judgment, it's all about us, okay? We are just there, okay? يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. The day when the brother, okay, runs away from his brother. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. And the father does not help his son. So, وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. They will not be helped except Allah Almighty wishes. It's all about Allah Almighty. So, make sure to get closer to Allah Almighty, okay? Nobody else. So, guys, let's go for the explanation. We did the explanation. Let's go for the tajweed rules, okay? Make sure you refer to the tafasir book, okay? Guys?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And also our friends, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, please make sure you go to the tafasir book and inshallah learn more about this ayah.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض
حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran?
What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's recite the Quran.
وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا وَاتَّقُوا starts with a short vowel sound and ends with a long vowel sound. وَاتَّقُوا, make sure. And يَوْمًا, فَوَاد, يَوْمًا. Okay, تَنْوِين فَتْحَة. Yeah, تَنْوِين فَتْحَة.
Yes.
Next
yes,
word
yes.
starts with?
لَام.
لَام. Okay, تَنْوِين or نُونِ سَاكِين plus لَام. What rule is applied?
Idgham,
yes. Merging, yes?
Yes.
Merging from those four rules. No rule, we had a rule by called no rule.
No rule.
Merge, merge, hide,
hide.
Change.
Change.
No rule, these four rules. No rule, merge, hide, change.
Change.
What? Which one is here? Merging.
Merging.
You should merge that tanween, the n sound with lam, and the n sound changes to the lam sound.
Yes.
Simple.
Yes.
Yawman changes to?
Yawman.
Yawmal. And it's not with ghunna. You don't need to produce a nasal sound to stick around or, for example, prolong the sound for two counts. No. Yawmal la tajzi. Right? Yawmal la. Then tajzi. The letter jim is sucking. Who knows the rule? There is a rule when the jim is sucking.
No. Qutbijat letters.
Yeah, it's from Qutbijat letters.
Al-qalam.
Bouncing sound.
Yes,
so Qutbijat letters, what are the letters in Qutbijat? Qutbijat.
Yes.
It's very simple. Remember these two words? Qutb jad.
Yes.
Qaf.
Ta.
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 Ba.
Jim.
Dal. Whenever you see them having a sukun on the top or having no vowel sound, make sure you bounce the sound. Taj. And we learned we have three levels of qalqala, yeah?
Yes.
Normal one.
Light one, yes. Heavy one.
What? No, normal one, a very...
Heavy one?
Heavy one, and heavy one we had, yes?
Yes.
We didn't have any light. That light was normal one.
So that's...
Yeah, okay. So normal bounce. When you have no bounce, it's called no bounce. When you have normal bounce, it's called normal bounce. So a little bounce the sound. So this is normal bounce. Tajzi nafsun. Okay. Now, nafsun. Hassan, what does nafsun end with?
Seen.
Seen. On the top of seen we have? Tanween?
Tanween.
Tanween dhamma. So, tanween dhamma plus. Next word starts with?
Ayn.
Ayn. Tanween dhamma plus ayn. Ayn is from what letters?
As rest letters.
Rest of the letters.
MashaAllah,
Ali Nasir.
Throat letters.
Throat letters. Yes. Not rest of the letters. Throat letters. A, a, ha, ha, a, gha.
Yes.
Throat letters.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Throat letters. So, for throat letters, what rule is applied?
Idhar.
The rule of?
No rule.
No rule. No change, no height, no merge. No rule.
No rule.
No rule is applied here, okay?
Yes.
No rule. So, how do you apply it now?
You don't apply anything.
Just read it.
Without changing anything to anything else. Nafsun an nafsin, right? Nafsun an plus. Nafsun an, but. The word an ends with nun sakin. So, plus.
Noon.
So,
idgham mislain.
An, idgham?
Mislain.
Idgham? Yeah, it's called mislain also.
Just
because
tripled.
The noon are like the same. It's called ghunna, idgham with ghunna, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Noon is from your modern letters.
Idgham.
So, noon talking plus noon.
Yeah.
You merge them together.
Yeah.
And you prolong the sound for two counts. Or three counts, yeah. But make sure you produce a nasal sound. An nafsin, Hassan, say this.
عن نفس.
أحسن نسل ساوند. حسين.
عن نفس.
أحسن ما شاء الله. عن نفس. So نفس عن نفس. ألي ناسيا.
From عن نفس.
No نفس عن نفس. ألي ناصر.
نفس عن نفس.
أحسن نفس عن نفس. Great. So نفس again ends with a تنوين كسرة. Again we have تنوين. So the next letter is
شين.
Fawad says, what rule is applied? Sheen is from what group of letters?
Rest of the letters.
What rule is applied?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Just hide the sound of that تنوين. Huh? Hide it.
Yes.
Who is good at hiding? Fawad is good. Fawad, hide it. He's good at hiding chocolates. So hide it.
نفس شيئا.
Ah, make sure that's not a meme sound. That was good, but it was close to meme sound. No. نفس شيئا. But I told you one day, I remember that. If you try to produce an إخفاء sound here, okay? Apply the rule إخفاء. Make sure it's شين. شين, it's a bit different. Hide the sound of the noon and make sure you are producing a sound which tells the listener that you the next letter is sheen. Okay, nafsin. Look, do you think you're waiting for the sheen sound? Yes? When I say nafsin, you're waiting for the sheen sound. Yes. So make sure that ikhfa is this way. نفس عن نفس شيئا. Right? The sheen sound is kind of clear here. Who can do it? Huh? Hussein, do it.
نفس عن نفس شيئا.
Make sure the sheen sound, practice it more. Okay. And the next rule, ولا on شيئا. Again, it has تنوين. Too many rules in this ayah.
Yeah.
So it has a تنوين فتحة. Again, we have
واو.
Then واو we have. What rule is applied?
إدغام.
إدغام. From those four rules, no height, no merge, no change, yes. No rule. Which one is applied here?
Merge.
Merging.
Merge.
No rule? No, sorry. No rule? I mean, we had no rule, change, merge, height. So merge is here. Yes, we got to merge. And if you merge this, you have to stay here, okay? And read it, prolong the sound, I mean. Because it is idgham with ghunna, with nasal sound.
Yes.
So, Fawad, how do you say this? Shay'an with waw, how do you say this? Uh-huh.
Shay'an.
Uh-huh. You got to produce a nasal sound now for two counts. Shay'an. Right? Shay'an.
Shay'an.
All right. So شَيْءَ وَلَا يُقُبَلُ قَاف must be pronounced with a bouncing sound.
Yes.
And مِنْهَا نُن plus ha no rule, إِظْهَار. شَفَاعَةٌ وَلَا again here,
إِدْغَام.
وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا نُن ساكن plus ha again إِظْهَار. عَدْلُو again إِدْغَام. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ صَاد is from rest of the letters. إِخْفَى يُنْصَرُونَ. That's all about تَجْوِيد rules in this ayah. I hope, inshallah, you've learned. Make sure you practice. So, do you have any questions, guys?
No.
No questions?
No.
So, let's now listen to this ayah with tajweed rules, okay? Then, inshallah, we'll end this session. Okay, alhamdulillah, I hope, inshallah, you have learned the tajweed rules in this ayah. Make sure you refer to the tafasir book for explanations and also listen again to our audio for practicing the tajweed rules. See you, inshallah, in the coming session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevilla International Schools Network. Guys, no questions?
No, sir.
See you,
no,
inshallah. No. Thanks for joining us today. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمته ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, you know that we have reached this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part says, Ya Mawlai, فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك My protector, so how should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك So how should the fire cause him pain while he expects your bounty and mercy? أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وَأَنْتَ تَسْمَعُ صَوْتَهُ وَتَرَى مَكَانَهُ Or how should its flames burn him while you hear his voice and see his place? As we concluded in the previous episodes, the Quranic verses and traditions imply that Almighty Allah has mercy upon all the servants. He has put the key to salvation and treasures of his mercy in the hands of all the servants, it is accessible for everyone, but not everyone wishes to possess these keys to open the treasuries of Almighty Allah's mercy. We said that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, supplication is the key of mercy, and this important key sometimes is ignored. With reference to the verse of the Holy Quran that says, whatever mercy Allah unfolds for the people, no one can withhold it. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, the mercy implies the prayer and dua. So this verse says, whatever kind of dua Allah unfolds for the people, no one can withhold it. In other words, supplication is the key by which Allah opens the doors of His mercy for the people and which he has placed in their hands. And this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam has been trying to teach us throughout this divine kumail supplication. And from the very beginning, we have seen two very important elements. First, the factor of hope and staying hopeful of Almighty Allah's mercy. And second, the factor of supplication, calling out to Him, turning our need to Him and no one else. In this regard, the Holy Prophet ﷺ says, "For whosoever among you, the door of prayer and dua is opened, the doors of response shall also be opened for him."
My Lord, glory and praise be to you. Would you disregard the voice of a Muslim slave imprisoned in hell for his disobedience and imprisoned within its pits for his evil doings and misdeeds, crying out to you the cries of one who has faith in your mercy, and calling out to you in the language of those who believe in your unity and seeking to approach you by means of your epithet.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here,
feeling so good
about all the things that we went through,
knowing that God
is pleased with us too.
It's not a dream,
this is so true,
and we know
we'll be here forever.
The feeling is indescribable,
knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, it is Allah that opens up towards His servants with prayer. And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who opens for him the doors of its acceptance. Imam Ali alayhi salam says elsewhere, "Whoever knocks at the door of Allah the Glorious, it will be opened for him." Of course, as we have said many times and emphasized on, the point is that the supplicant, the believer, must be aware of the fact that supplication, calling out to the Lord, has got some specific etiquettes, and more importantly, some specific requisites that the supplicant needs to be aware of, needs to observe them. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is narrated to have said, "Supplicate frequently, because it is the key of every mercy and the fulfillment of every need. And that which lies with Allah cannot be attained but through prayer and dua. A door which is frequently knocked at is likely to be opened for the one who knocks it." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in this beautiful word, is teaching us one of these requisites, one of these etiquettes, to be more precise. Supplicate frequently. This means to be consistent in your supplication. This is what exactly going on with this person Imam Ali alayhi salam is describing in this part of the Kumail supplication. وَأَنْتَ تَسْمَعُ صَوْتَهُ وَتَرَى مَكَانَهُ. The person is still hopeful, is still continuing. أَمْ كَيْفَ يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ زَفِيرُهَا وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ زَعْفَهُ. Or وَهُوَ يَرْجُ مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكَ. He is still hopeful of your previous clemency. وَهُوَ يَأْمُلُ فَضْلَكَ وَرَحْمَتَكَ. He still expects your bounty and mercy because you have shown, you have proved that you have this vast ocean of mercy. Imam Ali alayhi salam says elsewhere, prayer and dua is the key of fulfillment and the key of success. And the best prayer, that which emanates from a pure breast and a pious heart. Let us end our episode with a tradition from the Holy Prophet ﷺ that once said to the companions, "Shall I show you a weapon that will deliver you from your enemies and increase in your provision?" The companions said, "Indeed, Ya Rasulullah." And he said, supplicate your Lord day and night, because the weapon of a believer is supplication. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have an expert from the Islamic House of Qom, Hojjatul Islam, Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Karimi. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
For today's discussion, Shaykh, we want to talk about the effects of the negative and positive thoughts in our daily performance. We know that according to the modern psychology, the thoughts that you have, whether it be positive or negative, have their own effects on your daily performance and on your interaction with the people around you. Now, the religion of Islam, I think, has some talks regarding this case, that how, for example, the negative thoughts will get into the suspicion, or positive thoughts will get into the positive atmosphere you are making with your Muslim brothers and sisters in a Muslim community.